Welcome to Two Giant Goofballs, a New York Giants podcast. Are you a goofball that loves Giants football? If so, sit back and relax.
Except you, that person driving. Sit up and keep your eyes on the road.
Your ears, though, can still listen as we talk about the team that both excites and frustrates us so much. And now, here are your goofball hosts, Drew and Rob.
Welcome, fellow goofballs, to Two Giant Goofballs, a New York Giant podcast. I am Rob, not Drew, joined by
my alter ego, Rob. We're going to talk about the New York Giants' schedule for the 2023 upcoming season.
It's going to be a fantastic show. But first, let's talk about our host, not Drew, but Manscaped, because they save balls. Let's talk about this Lawnmower 4.0. Summer's around the corner. Doing your yard work is high order. Lawnmower 4.0 has got a little flashlight. This is where you can do a little nighttime shaving or trimming, if you will. We also got the Weed Whacker 2.0. Trust me, the ladies love that sound. There's also deodorant. And guys, around the corner, husbands that have children, Mother's Day is around the corner. Do some yard work. That being said, we all know it's just one face on the camera today. Drew is on vacation. He is doing a little cruisy cruise. Have fun out there. I'm sure he will be commenting in no time. Oh, here we go. Our first comment of the night. I'm not like here. Here we go. Music's going. I know. I messed up. I'm right here. Where's Roberto? I'm here. Internet and the Fritz. No. Drew is also the producer. He sets everything up. I messed up. Roberto's right here. And here's Drew. Dude, enjoy your vacation, man. What are you doing on this podcast? Anyway, so the Giants and the NFL released the schedule for everyone coming up for all 32 teams. And we got the breakdown of who the Giants are playing, when they're playing them, when our bye is, and a little Christmas madness. So let's dive right in. Let's start with the preseason. It kind of goes in with the Buku Bucks, with the Manscaped. Deborah, we don't talk about that. Anyway, preseason. Our first game of the 2023 preseason, if you will, because it's not, I guess, the first game of the new season, because it's technically 2023. We played quite a few games because we went to the playoffs. That being said, Connor, we all be. So there's a good opportunity. This is a nice segue before I jump into the season schedule, is that Drew and I might be doing the next day Christmas post game. The next day. We haven't figured it out yet. We got plenty of time. We'll get back to that later and we'll inform you all later about that. But diving in, preseason week one, we're playing Detroit Lions. They came second in the division last year. They went 9-8. They had a decent draft, we'll say, out there, but they also were a bunch of knuckleheads out there. And half their team is suspended. And they will not be playing this game. Granted, it is week one of the preseason, so I don't expect pretty much any other team to play in this game. The next game we got the Carolina Panthers in week two of the preseason. They finished second in their division as well, but they only went 7-10. And Drew's wife, my cousin, not to put you on the spot out there, says hello. On the last preseason game, it's been, you know, a New York tradition. We're playing the Jets for the first time of the 2023 schedule. They finished last. Shocker, who's going to be the quarterback next year? They went 7-10. Now onto what everyone wants to talk about. Let's talk about the controversy, what's going on. You hushy your mouth, woman, with love. What are we, betting the Sharks here? Week one, we are playing Dallas. We are jumping into some divisional games. Do this all day. We're playing Dallas. Who snuffed us out? They went 12-5 last year. It's a home game for us. Last year, I felt like we did not play our division until the second half of the season. That's all we really did was play our division. This year, we changed it up. It's probably better this year. It's the only controversy we don't have against this schedule out on Twitter and social media going out. But they did go, they went 12-5, and they did what Dallas does in postseason. They stuck it up. Drew and I will also break down more of these games later on because obviously A lot's going to change between now, when the players report to camp, and then preseason into regular season. Next game, I'm just going to go out and let me just say we're probably going to win it. We have an away game against the Arizona Cardinals. It's a 4 p.m. game. They went 4-13 last year, and they finished last in the division. And D-Hop is looking to get the out of there. So how about them apples? And also, it should be remiss, and then we go back to week one, because we are playing Dallas in a Sunday night game. We are in the prime time game. That being said, let's jump forward and go to week three, where we play San Francisco and probably Brock Purdy as well, being 100% healthy. It's a Thursday night football game. That's our second spotlight game. It's also an away game. They went 13-4 in regular season last year, and they finished first in the division, hence why they went so far in the postseason. And what did Connor say over here? That is to be rumored. We don't know yet. Let's see what happens in the offseason before we jump to conclusions. And let's see what injuries happen in preseason before we even get into the regular season to talk about who has the toughest schedule coming up. But I also heard the same thing. So I'm not going to disagree with you, but I also don't want to jump to conclusions on that. And Connor, I actually agree with you as well. I don't want to see us go out there. I want to and play Dallas. I would rather us go out there. I'd rather play Green Bay. I'd rather go out there and even play the Bills week one. I just don't want to think about a division. I just want to go play some football because I'm excited. I don't want to worry or sweat about playoff potentials in week one. And Drew, you're right. It could be like snakes and ladders or hoops and ladders or whatever you want to call it these days, depending on what country you're from. But snakes and ladders. So where are we? All right, week four. It's our home game. Second home game of the year. We're playing the Seahawks at Monday Night Football. Our third primetime game in 4 weeks, which is pretty crazy because I think Giants had like 3 primetime games last season, minus the playoffs. And now in 4 weeks, we're in the spotlight. So we're playing the Seahawks, Monday Night Football. They finished second in their division at 9-8, and they beat us up last year as well. Sneaky Pete and the Geno Smith Seahawks, they figured us out. So never underestimate Sneaky Pete, no matter what happens. That's all I'm saying. Drew, you know it. I have to say it. Sneaky Pete, that guy's a clever mother guy. On next, we got the Miami Dolphins. Another away game, a third away game in week five. It's a regular schedule program, 1 p.m., Sunday football. Finished second in the division as well at 9-8. Depending on how healthy the receivers are and how concussed Tua is how we are going to play against this team. But we shall see. And Connor, you're the man. Drew, I did good help resist this yapping. Go get naked with the older. Oh, come on. Okay, I'm taking that down. That's my cousin. Love you guys. All right. Week six, our fourth away game. We are playing the Buffalo Bills on Sunday Night Football. Just to reiterate, that's the fourth primetime game in 6 weeks of football. The Buffalo Bills, they're a pretty darn good team out there. 13-3 first in the division last year. Played some pretty damn good football. Made some pretty good moves in this draft. We shall see what they can do. And Drew, you're absolutely right. Now, everyone out there, you guys are blue cheese or ranch kind of people out there. Blue cheese guy myself. All right, Connor, we're not going to put that one up there. You need to get off the internet, Connor. And Jackie, you're only saying ranch. I don't know why I'm saying ranch, but no. Blue cheese, all the way. Week seven, New York Giants come back home to New Jersey to go play the Washington Commanders, formerly known as the football team, formerly known as a name I will not say because it upsets certain people out there. A regular 1 p.m. game. They finished 8-8-1, and that one also was a one for a Giant. They also finished last in the division. They had an interesting draft this year, so let's see what they could muster up, if you will, this year. As Connor says, gross. Blue cheese is like bad milk. When was the last time you had bad milk, Connor? Leave it out, you know, put it out on the porch. Leave it there for a few days to see how it works. I'm a fan of, blue cheese myself. It's fermented cheese. Yum. Kind of rare part of that. As somehow Two Giant Goofballs, the New York Giant podcast, comes in saying, Connor, we're in that part of the South. Moving along, on that note, to week 8, where we play the New York Jets in regular season football, not just preseason. And go figure, we're playing them in a home field advantage, in a home game. Cool. It's a 1 p.m. game. And guess what the Jets did last year? Oh, they finished last in the division when they were playing so well at the beginning of the year, but they finished last. Sucks to be with them at 7-10. It's kind of, guess it. I didn't smell it, and it ruined my peanut butter crunch. No comments, Connor. All right, week 9. Another away game. Look at that. 9 weeks, 5 away games. Not too crazy. 4 p.m. game. The Raiders, the Vegas Raiders, finished 3rd in the division. You know who was behind them in that division? How bad it was? Because they finished 6-11. The Broncos. And in the words of Russell Wilson, that's right. I feel pretty confident about this game because what they do in this offseason, they gave up their longstanding quarterback in Derek Carr for Jimmy Garoppolo. So they traded mediocrity for mediocre, or mediocre for mediocrity, somewhere in the middle, but they didn't really improve that much in what they're doing. And I don't feel confident in their draft. As Drew comes out and says, let's ride. And as Quee comes in, can we beat the Cowboys or the Eagles this year, finally? But we did not beat Philly last year at all, but we also did not beat. Speaking of, nice segue, because week 10, guess who we play? Dallas Cowboys. It's a 4 p.m. game. Once again, they beat us in that division, so let's see what we can do. Normally, we do 1-1 against this team, and it was a heartbreaker last year. But we're in Dallas for this game, as Connor comes in saying, Jimmy H. will be hurt by then. So who is going to be his backup? It's a good question. Probably someone like Jamarcus Russell, who will throw the ball 60 yards to the other side of the field. Hopefully Dak forgets what team he throws to, says. We'll find out, because he did that pretty well most of the year. Correct me if I'm wrong, Drew, since you're only commenting now, because you and your wife are away on vacation and you have nothing better to do but to comment on a podcast. Did Dak Prescott throw more interceptions or more touchdowns? And was it over or under by 5 what he did? Dak is whack, says Connor. You're 100% right. And let me tell you, Jerry Jones is whack for Dak. Drew comes in. Oh, yeah. South Miami. Such a boring place. Drew, isn't there some nice beaches down there you could go to? Yeah, just go for a walk. As Deborah comes chiming in, did Zeke sign with anyone else yet? I have not heard a single pipe about that man. And in my opinion, if the Cowboys did not pick him up, which I thought they will be picking him up fairly shortly, he will probably become a Las Vegas Raider or the Saints. Those are the two teams that like picking up boneheads like that guy. Drew comes in. Zeke's still a free agent. That's what I was saying. Ooh. As Drew also said, which I said from the get-go, Cowboys are rumored to be open to a reunion. I felt like it was a cut to save some cap to re-sign him because he was not worth that amount of money and no one wants to pay him that. So let's go back to an organization that you know and trust, make a little less money, but still make more money than going anywhere else than a situation that you don't know. It's probably what's going to happen there. All right. So week 11, I think is where I left off. Drew, did you misspeak? He goes from highest paid QB to vet minimum, LOL. I'm pretty sure you meant running back there. I'll never be able to afford the shirts. He shops at Gap Kids. Yeah, I figured that, Drew. Running back, not QB. All right, so, so week 10, our away game against Dallas, 4 p.m. Same thing. Hey, who do we follow that up with? Is with the Washington Commanders in week 12. It's our 5th home game of the year. 1 p.m. game, still the same deal. They still finished the same schedule. They still finished out last place in our division. And NFC beast, not the least. I have to point that out because we did a pretty darn good job of flipping that script around, being a terrible division to be a great division. So let's keep that going because it is exciting to football when your division's that close, even though I hate all the division. Week 12, we are playing the Pats, the Patriots, as Drew comes in. am I worried about Sam Howell? Who is? I think the Commanders are worried about Sam Howell. Exactly, Drew. As you can't tap that with a straight face. I can see you in South Beach just giggling at a bar. You silly pants. Anyway, so week 12, fifth home game, 1 o'clock game against the Pats. They're wicked awesome. Not says the paper last year, but past 2 decades say they're wicked awesome. They finished 8-9. They finished third in the division. Just beating out, squeaking out the Jets by a win. Not that impressive. But, hey, a win's a win, right? Any given Sunday. That being said, we beat them twice when it counted. So, whatever. Moving into week 13 is a week that we cannot possibly lose. We're in a bye. Connor, I can't put that up there. Especially Oano. That's Connor, Connor. Anyway, week 14, our sixth home game, the Pigskins. This is a football. Week 14, we play the Green Bay Packers. It's our sixth home game. Is it a revenge game? Because the Green Bay had the home field advantage in London last year when we played some jolly good football and exposed Aaron Rodgers. It's a Monday night football game. So we're back to the spotlight again this year. Green Bay finished 8-9 after starting off pretty solid like they normally do, and the Giants whipped their butt in London, and they went on a 5 or 6 game losing streak. And just a reminder of that division, the Vikings took first place, the Lions took second, Green Bay took third, and your Bears took fourth place. The Bears finishing in fourth. Now, something Connor comes out. Damn, it's going to be 87 tomorrow. Drew, did you really have to go to Bahamas? You just came to sunny and bright New Jersey to hang out with us, the rest of the goofballs. All right, so week 15, we are having our eighth away game against the Islands, playing them Saints. Regular 1 p.m. game. Those guys finished 7-10 last year. They finished third place in that division, which was lackluster and almost was up to anyone. And New Orleans just squeaked out the Atlanta Falcons, who almost won that game until Mariota said, F y'all, I had a son. I ain't showing up to practice. And that team had a meltdown. They just lost to the Panthers. Like, it was one of those years. And the Jags showed up to play. As Drew comes in, yeah, I'm good. No crunch fritters here. There's no need to nails, man. That's not cool. All right, week 16. Guess about a team that we need to play twice a year that we have not talked about yet. Why does the NFL do this to us like 90% of the time in the past 2 decades where we have to play this team consistently in the last month of the season of regular regulation? How is that cool that we have to play this team possibly 3 times within 4 to 5 weeks? Week 16, our ninth away game on Christmas Day. Breaking news of yesterday. Christmas Day, the Giants will be playing the Philadelphia Eagles or the Philadelphia Eagles, whatever you like to say it. We won't judge you guys. But obviously, they were the second best team in football last year. Second best team in football. They won our division. They went 14-3 in regular season. You got to give credit where credit is due. As much as I don't want to do, they did beat a team in the NFC, the Super Bowl last year, and they had a pretty darn good draft. So hopefully Santa does not go to Philly. He comes to New Jersey, East Rutherford, and makes a Christmas miracle happen. Because as Drew says, that Santa doesn't even go to the game. I believe you're right. Oh, geez, Connor. I'm going to read it. I dealt with dog dare me. No longer too giant. No longer the two giant hairy balls because Manscaped and their women complain about them in their mouths. And that's gone. Sorry, Drew. Had to do it. I'm in control today. Boop. That was a good Connor. Anyway, week 17, we play the Los Angeles Rams. They're coming to New Jersey at 1 p.m. We all know what happened to that team last year. They were the best team in football 2 years prior, and they came to be the worst ever returning Super Bowl champions ever in NFL Super Bowl era history. They went 5-2. Somehow still come in third place in their division with 5 wins, beating out the Cardinals. And if you didn't hear the news today, Baker Mayfield also is bye-bye. So hopefully Matt Stafford, for their sakes, comes back in place and, you know, does what he did 2 years prior, not last year, because as Connor comes in and says, oh, my man Roberto, boom, my man Connor. What were you guys betting on? Connor won what round? And finally, before the Giants go to the playoffs, we have one more game to talk about. In Week 18, the Giants are playing the Philadelphia Eagles at home. And we don't know when this game is yet. They released the whole schedule, and then they said to be announced. Is it a 1 o'clock game? Is it a 4 o'clock game? Is it a Monday night game? Is it a Sunday night game? Who knows? That's funny. Hey, Drew, Rob, Robert, Robbie, Roberto, it's all the same. As Connor says, can't you read? As Drew comes in, NFL is hoping that the game decides the division. And Drew, I hope you're right. I hope the NFL is right. And I hope the Giants win it. So we shall see. But it'll be a nice close division team this year, a rivalry again this year. Well, it wasn't that close because last year they didn't use Manscaped. So Giants only got 9 wins as Eagles. Got 14. That's 5 games away. If you guys don't know math, that's 5 millimeters of hair somewhere. So, that being said, they could have used Manscaped. Keep that division a little bit closer and a little bit smoother for everyone. You could also do the same thing with the weed whacker. Use it around your ears. Use it around your nose. And ladies, if you got your own, the lady likes it around the eyes. I have not been able to use this thing in this big old schnoz because she likes it around her eyes. Plus, you get 20% off and free shipping if you use our promo code goofballs at manscaped.com. So, guys, remember, that is 20% off free shipping if you use goofballs at manscaped.com. Remember, it helps the show. It helps us. Also, let's go Giants. Oh, did I finish it off already? No, because Connor has a beautiful comment. Oh, that's messed up. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of just half the goofballs here. I feel like we had a cancer, but not in a mean way, because Drew, you're my homie. You're my cousin. But I'm the one low-hanging guy today. That being said, remember, guys, that we're on all social media platforms. Please like and comment on all our Facebook, all our Twitter. You could also watch us live on Facebook, on YouTube. You can listen to us. Drew, what are you talking about? Kissing cousins. Anyway, you as he interrupts, you can also listen to us on Podcast Land. Yes, Podcast Land. That's wherever you could get a podcast, like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple, anywhere you got it. Like, legit, we can listen to everywhere. Drew, do you want, Deborah, do you really want me to talk about how comfortable my boxes are right now? Because they are silky smooth. Anyway, thanks for listening. It's been a pleasure. Drew's LinkedIn is live right now where you can watch the show. And we learned during the draft it only goes for 4 hours, so please don't overstay. Like the Zohan. Anyway, guys, it's been a pleasure. Be well. And
let's go, Dreamin'! 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 Silky smooth Dreamin'!
Thanks for listening to Two Giant Goofballs,
a New York Giants podcast.
We appreciate your support. If you made it this long, you must have enjoyed it. So I am sure you have followed us on all the social media platforms. Of course, you have subscribed to the show on your favorite app as well and given us a top rating. Right? Right? Right?